I don't think I've ever heard any detail about that. I'd be really interested to see that video. It makes all kinds of sense to have the part that will certainly need to be serviced from time to time within easier reach, you know, as long as there's not so much, the mass that goes up from the rotator will have to be quite secure. It can't put a lot of sideways thrust. I know there's a physics word for that. I can't recall it right now. But some poles will sway quite a bit. But that bracket on the eave of the house that you mentioned, that's the trick right there, don't you think?
So I'm going to send it to your email address so you can take a look at it there. So I got a picture of the bracket that I made and a picture of the whole system that, you know, you just check it out and just let me know, you know, what you think. But study on it a little bit, and I'll get back with you, and you tell me what you think about it. But it works out. It worked out really good here at the house, so they were interested in one, so that's the way we got it set up there, and it's a pretty neat system. It works out pretty good. KO4NUE.
K4JBQ. I'm going to toss something out here that may never have been anything you thought about. I know a couple of hams who are published in QST, and among their friends, I mean, they don't broadcast it to the world because, you know, it doesn't make you a superstar or anything, but to be published for an article that you've written for QST, it's easy to submit. Still photographs are great, but a different concept, a different way of doing something. And that's what this sounds like to me. And just another feather in your cap, I guess, you know, consider it. You heard me talk about this before. I have a brother who is a terrible braggart. He really is. And every time I hear someone say the phrase bragging rights, I'm reminded of my brother, and that's really not fair. To be able to speak with some measure of authority and with experience, that's valuable to other people who had never thought that thought. They've never been there. And it's something new. Perhaps quite interesting. This is very interesting to me. Just where the rotator is located makes a lot of sense to me. You might consider that. Maybe not. It's up to you. KK4JBQ. I will... oh, goodness, it's after 11. I feel fresh, and I know you don't, because you put yourself out there today. And I hope you get a good night's rest, Chad. KK4JBQ.
Larry, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the conversation. It's, I always enjoy talking with you. But I'm showing my tired, so I'm gonna say 73. Check your email. If you didn't get it, let me know next time we talk. But I'm sure, I'm pretty confident. I'm not. I'm sure there's other people that's done this. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that to get up high. I'm not gonna do it. I'm just trying to find another way to, you know, get the antenna up there without me having to get up there with it. And I got enough machinery down there in the shop to make a piece of metal do exactly what I want it to do. So I'm going to capitalize on that. And I think you'll enjoy the video. So let me know what you think when you see it. And we'll talk later. 73, stay. Tell Miss Donna if we said hello. And you be safe. That's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
UE, KK4JBQ. I can confirm that the email got here just fine. And I'll give it a check over. Thank you for that. And for including me in your day today. It's been my pleasure. KK4JBQ. I am clear.
KK4GAC. I'm still out on the lake. Just got me a big old catfish. That's about a 14, 15 incher. 3-4 pounds. If anyone's out there, enjoy your night.